Hello?
Grandma?
On God, I'd rather be carried by 6 than judged by 12, if you know what I'm saying.
Welcome to the DNFG Podcast, brought to you by Minecraft, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Saunders Family Dog Adoption Center, Mountain Dew Hard Seltzers, your local Casey's, and Hannah's in the Old City.
Everything Lydia, love when it's hot. Turn up the city, I broke off the mat. Got some more millies, I keep me a knot.
I created history and made me a lot.
Let's send it down to our host, Davis Hatmaker, Crimpy Hunt, Andy Brock, and your commissioner, Caleb Griffin.
There it is.
Striptease.
Yup. Little edge, yeah. But we got it.
We soaked.
We soaked.
One take.
Yup. First take. We're doing it real. It's the start of, is this what, week three? Week three podcast of DNFG. Talk a little bit about last week. We'll preview the matchups. It's a different week this week because everyone's going to be in town just about.
It is a different week.
Really excited for all the boys.
There's something in the air for week three. I'm super excited to
I hope there's not a stench in the air.
There's going to be a whiff of a stench, but I feel like there'll be enough bodies to maybe counteract that stench, especially since now Stink is not as stinky. He's 1-1. Yeah, how's everyone feeling after week two, knowing the boys are coming in week three? I know some people took some losses in here. We've got a pair of 2-0s, me and Dave, but we got some losses, 0-2, JC, 1-1.
Not feeling good after week two, but I am looking forward to week three.
I'm sad.
The coach's retreat should be a fun time.
Yeah. I heard Don Crimpy was on the hot seat a little bit.
Don Crimpy is on the hot seat, very much so.
League meetings this week.
League meetings, yeah. Anything that needs to be brought up can come up.
An atonement from Ryan.
Yep, exactly. A lot's in store for the week.
And hopefully John doesn't stick that thing in his eye this time.
Exactly, yeah. Okay, yeah. Just a lot's going on. One, everyone's going to be watching Red Zone at the same time on Sunday. I mean, maybe a few people have to depart a little early, but everyone should be watching together. I'm excited to beef with Sue all week. Ryan will be in attendance. He will be making an apology this week. And while doing it with a hot sucker, you want to tell us about this hot sucker?
Well, whenever we lived at Laurel, John got these hot suckers that he saw on, I don't know, YouTube or TikTok or something. And he poked himself in the eye with one. And it did him pretty bad. Mm. I mean, we also tried them. They were very hot. So I think it's going to bring some real tears from Ryan while he's apologizing to make it seem authentic.
If you know anything about Ryan, he does not do well with spice and things that are intense. Now, I will say he's done a lot better recently. He eats onions now. He eats a lot of different things. So
onions are good. Everybody should enjoy onions.
I do like onions.
He thinks apple juice is sour.
Exactly. He used to think the most random things were spicy.
Hold on now. Let's not like... Apple juice is
It's a little acidic.
It's got some acid.
It's got some acidic.
So far, Ryan's 2-0 on that front.
He definitely has expanded his palate, but his spice sensitivity is different. Yeah, bring up this. Yeah, bring that up. Bring up a little sound effect board. We haven't done that yet. Ryan will be making a great entry. We're excited to see him. We're excited to see the rest of the league. We hope you listen to this on your travel in town. Just thinking about what the weekend's going to hold. It's going to be a fun time. Yeah, just listen to it on your drive-in. It'll be like we're in the car on the plane with you.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. We're excited to have everyone in.
Look at me. I got the window seat.
Yeah, just like that. Dave's causing some ruckus in the back. Oh, he's throwing things. Bob's definitely talking nonsense. Last road trip I did with Bob, he was violently hungover after spring break and didn't say a word. He just sat there and was shaking the entire time. So
that was a long
week. I appreciate Hudson for getting in the bus so I could lay in the back.
Yeah. Y'all were no help on that drive back. Even Grant, I have been no help to you.
Yeah, you always fall asleep.
On a lot of road trips, so it's fair enough. But yeah, everyone's going to be here. Excited to see everyone. there's been a lot of activity in this league. A lot of trades have happened in the last 2 days. I think we should discuss about first and foremost.
Before we get into the league, we gotta always ask, what is Bob drinking?
Oh, yeah.
So
it's been different every week.
It's different every week, and it's different this week.
What is my koozie? What is on my koozie?
Yeah.
Yeah, not just what he's drinking, but...
And on his koozie.
What the koozie attire is, because it's definitely interesting. I haven't seen this yet, honestly.
We need more guesses.
Hints,
well,
yeah, we need more guesses.
Ryan is perfect on guesses, but no one guessed last week.
A hint... For what the koozie is,
go Tigers!
Well, that's like the answer.
I had to say it; it just came out.
Yeah, there was no. I feel like that's where the hint was going to go. Either way, yeah. Bob, what was your hint?
Bob looked like he was about to say it himself.
I don't know.
Wait! Would Bob do that sound effect one more time? Turn it up. Yeah. All right. What was your hint going to be, Bob?
I couldn't think of anything. I was hoping someone else would jump in.
All right. Well, there you go. But we would still appreciate it.
JC had a
what?
Can we get another sound effect for?
I need.
Me and Mark made a trade. I got Kyle Pitts.
I got some saved ones.
We need that.
What's your sound effect for me and Mark's trade?
Ooh.
What's my sound effect?
So I got Kyle Pitts, Hunter Renfrow, and I don't even know, Jarrett McKinnon.
Ooh.
Mark got Melvin Gordon, Amari Cooper, and Alberto. What's your sound effect?
Let's see.
Any day.
Oh, he was not prepared.
I wasn't.
Well, do you... Oh. What was that?
That was a Minecraft click.
A Minecraft click. That has no correlation to what your thoughts could be on that trade.
I don't even think anyone could have heard that.
It opened the door.
No, there's no way.
It opened the door.
Well...
You put it on a wall, you press it, it opened the door.
All right.
It opened the door for both teams.
Yeah. I got Kyle Pitts, who's combined for, what, like not even 5 points? Albert O's a 2-0 tight end.
He's combined
so
for 5 points.
He's combined for like 5 points in 2 weeks. So
yeah.
I'm buying
even
low.
Though he had zero last week.
No, he had 2.9 both weeks. So he has
Albert
like
did?
Six.
Oh,
no. No, Albert O had zero.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts did.
Kyle Pitts had 2.9. Albert O, he did have 0 points. I'm just so sick and tired of having tight ends put up zero. It's the second week in a row.
So
I've had it.
Let's put up two.
So I had to go out and make a deal, buy low for a hot commodity at the beginning of the season, and Kyle Pitts hasn't lived up to expectations yet, but we'll see. Maybe a change of scenery is what he needs. Melvin Gordon was a cancer to the locker room. He caused quite the scene on his way out, so good luck to Mark is what I say on that. Albert O is a 2-0 tight end for all I care. He showed great leadership while he was here. Other than that, Ryan has continued to be busy in the trade market.
Yeah,
I don't
very active.
I think he's made two trades today. I can't even remember what all he's done, but
yeah. Yes.
Ryan is definitely making a point that he's not going to lay down and die, you know, from a tough start with not being able to use the waiver wires. Dan's been in the mix in trades. I think Baby got his hand in there. Trades are starting to liven up. I know John's been texting me a bunch. I know he wants to get active and try to take that crown back. So I think just the more we go, the more we get in, we're going to see even more trades. And I feel like it's hard to tell if, like, they're going to pan out yet or not just because – it's still really early.
It's very early.
You don't know. I mean,
we haven't even hit bye weeks.
There were some trades last year.
I'm already devastated though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We'll get to you, Bob. We'll get to you over here. Don't worry. We'll talk about your poor week. If you want to just hop right into it, we can start there. Do you want to start there? Since you brought it up.
Yeah, we'll go. We'll
yeah,
go.
We're gonna start there. Yeah, okay. Just because you brought it up, we're gonna go right.
I'll pivot.
We're gonna go right into that. Gaz Goon Squad got the dub over Let's Go Brandon. It seems like Mark just owns Bob in fantasy football. Is what I'm hearing. Mark owns Bob, and it happened in the worst way possible for Brandon. Brandon lost by 4 points, and it all came down to Josh Allen embarrassing his own Titans on national TV to beat him. And he got just enough points before he got benched to do it.
I got a sound effect. I got a sound effect.
Okay, sound effect.
For a statement for my team.
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
All right.
That mission was definitely failed.
It was a failed mission. What are you like? That you were devastated on Monday in multiple different senses.
I was sad.
Yeah.
I was real sad.
Because not only did the Titans get embarrassed, but you lost to Mark on a Monday Night Miracle. Josh Allen.
I mean,
Josh Allen
did it for me last year.
Returned the favor.
He had to return the favor.
When the only person left to play is Josh Allen on Monday night, I mean, with the game, it wasn't necessarily that tight, and there was some trash talked about it in the group message. And Mark's only statement was, Mark's Josh Allen on Monday night.
Trash.
Yep. I mean, you knew when it was 28 points, that was not big enough of a lead.
I think Josh Allen is perfectly capable of reaching that.
It wasn't. I needed to be up by. I knew, like, I had to be at least 30. I don't think that would have done it, but it would have been closer. And I knew 28 wasn't good enough.
You were mad at a couple of specific players. Can you list your grievances? Because you were heated about a couple.
I was heated about A.J. Dillon because he fumbled an exchange, and it went to Aaron Rodgers, and
he still would have lost by two.
Down the field. Yeah, but they were driving. They were at like the 30-yard line going in. Mm. It was like a 1st and 10. Aaron Rodgers or Aaron Jones could have scored, could have won there, and Justin Fields, he sucks. Also, I'm almost...
And the way that's relevant is that he was playing
Green Bay's defense that Marquette. I'm almost more pissed at the head coach for trying to run a QB sneak out of the shotgun.
Yeah, at the end of the day, there were like 7 different reasons why you lost this game.
No. Also, the Colts defense. I hate them. Colts suck.
Colts are terrible.
Will we see the Colts defense be dropped?
Are they
going to be on the waivers?
You'll
tomorrow?
See Ryan Tannehill be dropped.
Ryan Tannehill with 0.8 points for Bob on his bench.
The Colts defense plays Kansas City next.
But hey, yeah. Bob, really, really good news is you still got Logan Thomas, man.
I do still have Logan
Thomas. He's a top 10 tight end. Isn't that great?
But yeah, I do. He's number 9.
Yeah, not the best week.
Aaron Rodgers went from number 32 quarterback to number 28.
Yeah, that steps in the right direction. But I did hear you were really wanting to part ways with Aaron Rodgers. You don't like him, do you?
He's got a sour taste. He's doing drugs. Yeah. He's doing that ayahuasca.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. You used that as a positive sentiment at the beginning of the season. I don't know what's happened in the last 2 weeks, but Bob doesn't like his team anymore, it sounds
I'm
like.
Anti-drug. We don't do drugs on my team.
Gaz gets a dub. He's 1-1. No longer with Kyle Pitts. He's added some new pieces to his team for next week. Good win. It needed to happen for Gaz. He needed that win. Him and Caleb both 1-1. Kind of going around some of the other matchups around the league quickly. Me and John's matchup was the only battle between two unbeatens at the time. Y'all all picked John in this match last week, and I ended up winning. It was close though. Honestly, the difference maker was Lamar Jackson at the end of the day.
Yeah,
50 points is
a 50-burger from Lamar.
Unreal. I've never had a quarterback do that. Like, well, yeah, I mean, I expected Lamar to be, you know, give me a couple of good running touchdowns here and there, but a 79-yard rushing touchdown, that's next level.
I mean, that's something only really Lamar is going to get you.
Yeah.
I, like, looked at your score this morning and did, like, a hypothetical, like, took 20 points away from Lamar. Because, like, 30 points for a quarterback, that's still a good game.
Any quarterback can really get a 30.
Exactly. So I was going to be, like, a great game from a quarterback, 30 points. Putting in your team still wins by 2.
It does still win. Yeah.
Like, I think even though you had 0 in your tight ends,
the rest of your team
performed pretty well.
Yeah, I had a couple of highlights. T. Higgins was back, and that was helpful. Christian McCaffrey looked good. He had over 100 rushing yards. Didn't score a touchdown though. Miles Sanders had 80 rushing yards. Not terrible.
What about that receiver?
That's what I was about to say. Mike Evans has really gone and done it. I respect really him for it. I wouldn't have wanted him to treat the situation any differently. Marshawn Lattimore is a bitch.
No, he's a clown. Excuse me.
So
do not respect Marshawn Lattimore.
We are a pro Marshawn house. I'll say that.
No, I don't think so. I think you're outnumbered 3-1.
And we love Marshawn.
We're outnumbered 4-1. Mello told me he'd bite his jaw.
Yeah, Mello hates Marshawn.
Mello's actually been. I caught her shopping online for some Saints jerseys the other day.
Yeah. Oh, so man. It's not a Marshawn Lattimore.
So she can burn it's an Alvin Kamara jersey. Lattimore jersey.
Yeah, Mike Evans, I appreciate the fire. Take a week off. You've earned it. Come back strong in week 4. Enjoy your vacation. Go to Mexico. Go do something fun. It sucks I won't have him next week, but it's for the right cause. I'm fine with it. Yeah, good win. 0 in the tight end room. It can't happen again. We made that a point
a day after it
happened to get a different tight end. We did. Me and John, though, at least both of our tight ends got 0, so
yes.
That made it a little bit better. John's team, uncharacteristically, a bad week for a lot of his stud players, and he still scored 95 points is the upside. I mean, John's team is still one of the best in this league because Ja'Marr Chase is going to get more than 54 receiving yards, 5 catches. Saquon didn't get used, like, at all in the first half for some reason. And Pat Mahomes didn't look his sharpest on Thursday night.
Yeah, I agree. I, as someone who has to face John, not to get too ahead of ourselves, but as someone who has to face John in week three, pretty nervous because, like you said, it's a pretty good team with lots of potential.
Amon Ross St. Brown is pretty legit.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's the real deal.
Yeah. He had a big day.
They got that. They got the Vikings, who just got torched by Jalen Hurts. So.
They did play on Monday, and Kirk will never be good on a Monday night.
True.
True.
Get him back to a normal schedule.
Hopefully their coaching staff will have him pick it up this week.
That could be an early playoff matchup between me and John. Who knows? I got the win. I'm 2-0. Happy to get the win over a good John Fort Worth Whiskey Wiener. John 1-1. He'll look to get back against Dave. Another matchup between two good friends. Marvin Monsters getting the victory over Baby Bed Disappointment. This was a high-scoring affair. The Monsters continue to dominate through 2 weeks. They improved to 2-0. He had three players have over 20 points. His quarterback, Jalen Hurts, was the stud. He looked really good on Monday. Looked like the MVP. Rashad Bateman, Drake London, a couple of dark horse receivers who really stepped up. I mean, again, is Marvin the best team in this league?
It's hard to say if he isn't. I mean, it's not a huge margin, but with the way his team's been playing, his number one overall pick, putting up 6.8, he still put up 130. That's pretty solid. Number one overall pick definitely helped him out. Zach Ertz looked pretty good, too. He got a lot of receptions. Sorry, Bob. Thanks, Bob, for that.
Buddy's and, Barbecue. This podcast is brought to you by Buddy's Barbecue.
Buddy's Barbecue. Hush Puppies?
We had some Hush
Puppies. Three Hush Puppies.
Yeah.
That's good.
Potato salad, green beans, and a half-pound pulled pork, $7.46.
That's good.
On Tuesdays, great deal.
Love that.
Go check them out. But his defense and kicker, it's not like they went off either. He's putting up, 130, so his team is very, very solid. That's, Montgomery bounced back.
Scary team.
A little bit.
With Baby's team, a much better week than week one, but obviously ran into a real monster. But, 105 points would have won a lot of these matchups this week, and I feel like he was one Russell Wilson brain cell away from Javonte Williams catching a touchdown pass, and a couple other things going his way to, making it competitive. It just, he had a tough matchup this week.
Absolutely. Good team.
Yeah. I think, Baby obviously has the pieces. Unfortunate 0-2 start for him, but again, I think we mentioned at the beginning that it was going to take some time for Baby's team to really settle
in. He's got to grow, just like a baby.
Exactly, yeah. He's still at his crawling stage. Now, when he walks, what week could that be? Who knows?
Will he run?
Maybe all he needs is an entry into Hannah's this weekend to turn the tide. Maybe. If he doesn't get allowed in, then that could mean he's cursed.
They were being strict this past weekend.
We're keeping up with curses, and right now Jeff is still cursed until he gets his trophy. Sue is maybe avoided curse. We'll talk about him. Baby, if he doesn't get into Hannah's, he might be cursed for the rest of the season. I don't know.
I think that's a good,
It's kind of scary for him. Next matchup, we'll go to Nice and Matt Hunt. A matchup in which all four of us picked Nice to win in last week. So we were all betting against Matt Hunt. We were disrespecting Team Starkville Hunt, and this was a blowout. It was a 50-plus point win for Matthew Hunt. He improves to 2-0. And on the other side, Bennett Nice improves to 0-2. What we saw, I think, in Nice's team was Kirk Cousins not having 8 points, expecting maybe a better matchup. Joe Mixon to have a better game than he did. His receivers, I mean, CeeDee Lamb had a better game than expected. Michael Thomas did good again, but DJ Chark in the flex having 0 points definitely doesn't help you in your defense. And kicker combining for 0 points, that's just what ended up being a real, real big difference maker for Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is tough when you see three people on your team, even though it's arguably your three least important, your flex, defense, and kicker, but it is three people nonetheless, all combining for zero. It's not a formula for winning football games, albeit imaginary.
but I think Nice has maybe one of the best receiving core in the league when you put it together in Michael Thomas, CeeDee Lamb, Michael Pittman, Garrett Wilson, who had 27 points for the Jets and looks like a beast. And, you know, DJ Chark's not going to score zero every week. I think that's probably the most depth.
Don't forget Michael Pittman was injured.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Pittman was hurt. Kittle's been hurt. So this is a Nice team just waiting to get to full health.
Yeah.
So there'll be brighter days ahead for Bennett.
He may, when Kittle comes back, he may be able to flex a tight end.
True. Yeah, I mean, Higbee is really good.
Yeah. 10 points this week.
Higbee has become one of the better tight ends out of what has been a dumpy tight end list. We've already talked about a lot of zeros out there. It's hard to get a good tight end, and Nice has two of them. So.
I think Nice just had a down week.
Yeah.
I mean, once again, he had the wrong receiver in. He's the flex.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind
flex of... Flex is tough.
Flex, that's always tough.
Garrett Wilson might make the lineup.
Might make the lineup over DJ Chark.
Yeah, I think so.
And he's still got Michael Pittman. Yeah, he's got a lot of good receivers.
He's got a great depth at receiver.
It's just figuring out the right person in the right week, I guess.
It's going to be up to the GM mind.
Yeah.
What's that noggin thinking every week? Who knows? Matt's team, though, looks really good. I think I've said it from the beginning that I really like Matt Hunt's team. Russell Wilson, is he the insert quarterback? I don't know. 11 points and a terrible performance. But DeAndre Swift is obviously one of the best running backs in fantasy football. Mm-hmm. Stephon Diggs was unreal.
He's the number one player in fantasy football through 2 weeks.
All you got to say is DeAndre Swift, Stephon Diggs, and that's enough to scare you. And I'm terrified of that. That's scary. Yeah. What do you think about you being 0-2 and Matt Hunt being 2-0?
That is pretty strange. Something is in the air. Don Crimpy actually is 0-2 right now, and if we recall the last year, he's on a 1-year deal. He was hired after 3 weeks last year.
Okay.
So he might be on a break or make game for him.
Wow. Yeah. Let's,
coming up here.
That's going to get us into your matchup.
Who's in line?
Yeah, that's true. Is there a little?
It's unreleased.
A clean cut boy, the one that's like behind Coach K. What's his name? John Scher. That clean cut boy who does all the interviews.
He might have a predecessor.
Ooh. All right. Well. Hopefully, though, for your case, you don't need him.
No.
It was a tough matchup for you against the Deep Throats. Baron, and a matchup that I picked you to win in.
Yeah, I let you down.
Yeah, but I don't think it was necessarily you. It was your running backs.
Dalvin Cook. I'm starting three running backs, and they combine for 15 points.
That's not going to get done.
That's tough. We're going to have to – that room
– How many points did Dalvin have?
5.6.
Are you nervous about Dalvin Cook?
I'm extremely nervous about Dalvin Cook. He's, you know, my running back room has been running sprints all day long. they are in the doghouse right now.
We gotta get out.
There's no fire behind them. There's no passion, and we're gonna make them find that coming up.
Is Juju running sprints?
He's not. He should be though.
Yeah. What about Juju?
Juju is he didn't show up for sprints today.
Wow.
Some might look to social media as he was posting some TikToks as to why he wasn't running sprints today.
Well, once Keenan's back, are you going to run him and Palmer at the 1-2?
We're going to have to figure out something, I'll tell you that.
Man.
Might be time to start a little Sterling Shepard again.
Wow, yeah. I mean, your team did good outside of, you know, your number one pick not performing.
Yeah, that's tough.
And your Beansy boy, Kyler Murray, had a great second half. It didn't look good at first. Are you nervous about the slow starts?
Are you nervous about the assault?
And then, your quarterback was assaulted.
That's just an overly excited fan. I saw the video. Only watched it one time, but from the looks of it, I would not call that assault.
He's Beansy,
that's assault.
I don't know if Lamar Jackson would take that kind of respect.
Are you worried that there's any damage to his facial structure because he's so Beansy?
He's actually sitting out this week
because
of that hit. He'll be active on game day, but he will not be in practice.
All right, no problem.
Yeah, he does worry me quite a bit, but he seems to be getting it done. It's exciting. I'll tell you that much. Watching him is fun. So,
fair enough. He was running all around those 2-point conversions.
Yeah, he was. He ran one in. He dropped all the way back to the 20-yard line.
Took him like 30 seconds.
He ran 84 yards
on scramble to get 2 yards into the end zone.
Yeah, that was awesome. Dan's team was a unit this week. I think he felt some disrespect from our commissioner's power rankings earlier in the week.
He did.
Where he was like, what, bottom like 3?
He didn't agree with my algorithm.
And he's gone and started 2-0 to the season. So the Deep Throats, they mean business this year.
They do.
They don't even really, like, Tom hasn't even had a week in which he's had like over 10 points yet. But Tyreek Hill had 41.5, but he traded him away. So he traded away Najee.
Like Tom, Dan's 2-0.
Exactly, yeah. It's leadership. That's what Albert O had to my team, is what Tom Brady is to Dan's team. And his defense and special teams, his defense and kicker combined for 33 points, which is unreal.
Yeah, that's,
and that's the difference maker.
I also think the difference maker is fourth quarter Tyreek Hill.
I'm looking at Dane's team for next week.
What are you seeing?
The trades he's made.
Dan has made a lot of trades. Well, just one trade with Ryan. He got Justin Jefferson.
He's got Justin Jefferson and AJ Brown as his two receivers.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I think they're playing against one another. Are they? No, they just played against each other. Never mind. But yeah, big trade from Dan. He trades Tyreek after a 40 bomb for one of the best receivers in the league. A good receiver trade all around.
Yeah.
A couple of matchups that we haven't talked about, and then we'll get on to next week. Dave over here got a win over Ryan Neal, 91-80, in what was another close matchup for you, Dave.
Yeah, I'd say this is probably the stinker of the week.
Yeah, I think it was probably you having 91 points was the lowest from a winner this week for sure. So, all right, how do you feel after this? Are you feeling fortunate to have pulled out this win? Because Ryan, he definitely gave up a fight with his quarterback Trey Lance going down within the first few minutes of the game.
I was stressed. I was very stressed. I also had some injuries. James Conner didn't play in the second half. Dalton Schultz missed the fourth quarter, but nothing is like losing a quarterback for a game.
Yeah.
So I think it's hard to assess. I'm just fortunate that, you know, I got some good receiver play, a lot of touchdowns on my team this week, so I was just very fortunate that the auxiliary players, if you will, really balled out for me.
Yeah. Yep.
Cleveland defense, that's disgusting, though.
Oh, yeah. They can't let the Jets beat you like that.
No.
Are they going to see the waivers?
It's Joe Flacco.
I don't think they're going to see the waivers. In fact, I think they may see my lineup just because of how ugly Thursday night games are.
Oh,
so,
that's probably good.
I think I'm just playing the algorithm right now.
How is the team feeling after taking a lot of injuries this week? I know Herbert's a little dinged up, James Conner a little nicked, Dalton Schultz a little banged up.
They say that none of them are supposed to miss any time, but, I mean, time will only tell.
Got to get your trainers on them first.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the Dixie Normus trainers are some of the best in the game, so... in fact, they are the best in the game. They got former CAK trainer Nate Hoffmeister.
Oh,
so,
wow!
You know they're doing lots of work over there.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of core activity.
Absolutely,
a lot of activation.
A lot of needless work.
For Ryan, he goes 0-2, but his team next week is going to look completely different because obviously he's going to have to get a new quarterback. He trades Clyde. He trades Allen Robinson. I don't even know who he has at this point. Trey Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
He has Mike Williams and Debo, and I think he got Najee.
AJ Dillon.
He traded Najee already. He had Najee for maybe like 5 hours and then traded him. So Ryan's been making some moves. He's not settled with 0-2. Davis is 2-0, off to a good start. Only one in your division at 2-0. That has to feel good to have a two-game cushion.
It is, but we take nothing for granted. We'll keep pushing.
Work left to do. There's still work left.
A lot of work left.
This was supposed to be a preview of the Lemonade Bowl between Grandma and Sue, between two teams who had the worst performances in week one. Both teams, you know, didn't have the worst point totals this week. HUD, in fact, had a really good week. HUD, 113 points. Maybe
numbers.
A surprise dub over Sue. Gets the win because Sue didn't have a terrible week as well. We'll start with HUD, though. Tony Pollard, he showed out. Cooper Kupp did the thing that he normally does. And it was just – it wasn't anything crazy. It was really just he relied on his stars and then got a very good game from everyone else. It was just a good all-around team performance.
Yeah, it really was. Everybody showed up and they played. Cooper Kupp, doing his thing once again. So that's always nice to have.
And then Sue –
Owendy, on the other hand – Jared Goff did show up to play.
That's the thing, yeah. I tried to tell y'all.
He did.
Jared Goff is a blessing.
His number
but
was
he also
called
can be a
and
curse.
He stepped up.
Yep. He was ready. I knew he would be ready for this moment. And I said if Sue treated Jared Goff right, then he would be blessed. And I think Sue was very intentional this week about asking me how to treat Jared. Like, what do you do? What's protocol? And I filled him in, and he put him in the lineup, and he did well.
He must have had his notepad out because he listened.
And
Jared treated him well right back. Damian Harris did his Damian Harris thing with 71 yards and a touchdown. I feel like he gets that stat exact every week.
Yep.
But some of the other players, Jerry Jeudy, was he?
He got hurt. He got hurt very early.
Pretty much everyone on his team got hurt.
We were talking about Dixie Enormous, one of the top medical staffs in the league, and going to Owenny, one of the worst medical staffs in the league and in league history.
I told Sue, I think today, that he has the option to say, we have fired our training staff, and he hasn't done it yet. I guess he's keeping his training. I don't know if it's like a family member who's his trainer.
Damian
it's
got to be a cousin.
They brought Damian Harris back.
Team doctor.
It must
brought
be
Damian
personal.
Harris back. He doesn't have a cool.
I know, but think about it. Dak, he's out.
Broken leg.
I mean
finger.
Gabe Davis, he was hurt. Yeah. Alvin Kamara, hurt. Jerry
Davis
Jeudy, hurt. Damian Harris at the end, hurt.
Did Gabe Davis get hurt in practice?
Yeah, it was over the week, so... Yeah, a lot of unnecessary people.
Ass,
injured.
I think.
An ass hurt.
An ass.
What's going on down there in Old Windy?
He's
Windy's
spanking him.
Yeah, there's something suspicious going on down there.
No, never mind. Definitely an ankle injury.
Definitely an ankle. All right. Sue's in the clear then.
Maybe.
That trainer is still around though, and Old Windy keeps getting hurt. I don't know. Sue said something to me today. Let me pull it up. He said something about his players dying in a plane crash.
Oh, God.
He said, because me and Sue play each other this week. He said, I just realized that Pitts is probably going to go off now that you have him, and my team will die in a plane crash. That's the type of luck Sue has had, I feel like, this year.
He's
gone. Marshall.
Far from grace.
We are Marshall. His whole team is going to We Are Marshall. Somehow they're going to meet up together. And then they're all going to go
with
down.
Another... Zero.
Two in
that's
a row.
Two in a row. That's bad. That's, we know tight end woes have been bad, but two zeros
bad.
In a row.
You know what that means?
Drop him.
Might have to.
He's going to get zero again.
Yeah. So two zeros means you're going to do it again.
He's
got to
get a third.
It's becoming a trend. Cock and Balls and Steven, maybe the best matchup of the week in terms of intensity. Both teams played really well. It came down to 0.6 points. But Jeff gets the victory.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the pit of depression, it felt like, last week when he lost to Bob. He has to be feeling good now.
Yeah.
Another game that
we all missed.
Against.
Yep, we all picked Steven. And the Stinkers, they played good, but Jeff just kind of came out of nowhere. Tua, a 40 bomb. His defense, 26. Who would have thought?
Tua really stepped up. I mean, six tutties.
And they all came,
yards.
Like, very late in the game.
Yeah. It was crazy. Performance. Derrick Henry not looking good. Another first-round running back that isn't looking good.
But he scored a touchdown on 8.5 points.
That's just
bad.
That's bad. That's not
what
you want there.
Which saved his 2-point game.
True. Yeah. I mean, Jeff needed everything to happen the way it did.
Still not what you want to see from the second overall, though.
No.
Derrick Henry kind of a question mark this year.
Very, very much maybe a worry.
Titans offensive line sucks.
I don't think Jeff's going to get 44 out of Tua every week, so he better enjoy it. Steven, I think, is going to be fine. Jalen Waddle had a great game.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb looks like a top five running back to start the season. And Devontae, kind of a weird, not very busy game, you know. He only had two catches for 12 yards and a touchdown. Touchdown helps, but he would have expected more. If he had just had one more catch, Steven wins.
Yeah.
It's very weird. So that's a little wrap-up of week two. We look at the standings. Mentioned Dave on top of the OnlyFans East at 2-0. He leads by two games to... all of his other counterparts. Me and Matthew Hunt stand atop the OnlyFans West at 2-0. Bob right in the middle, and then Baby on the outside looking in. TikTok East is run through Marvin's Monsters at the moment, with Jeffrey and HUD a game behind, and JC on the outside looking in.
Yeah, not great.
But still very early. TikTok West runs through the Dallas Deep Throats, and what we've been talking about is probably... the most competitive division in all of football between Dan, Steven, John, and Mark. All these teams have a win. The only division without a winless team. So that's going to be a close race.
Absolutely.
Looking ahead to next week, shall we?
Should we have a sound?
I mean, everybody?
Yeah.
What
sound? In that division?
Oh, yeah, we can go over that. Bob, give us a...
I got a quick comment.
Okay.
Everybody in that division has scored at least 200 points, and there's some divisions where nobody scored 200 points. So they are a force to be reckoned with.
I have not scored over 200 points.
No, Bob hasn't.
Bob hasn't. I haven't, and Davis hasn't.
Yeah,
TV
that is
has,
crazy.
But not that many people are over
I mean, just a quick glance.
All of OnlyFans East would be outscored by everyone in TikTok West.
Yeah. So.
That's sometimes the look of the draw. That's how it works.
It's early.
It is early.
It is early. It's only 200. We're only talking 200. We're not at the 1,000-point mark yet.
A lot can happen in the span of 2 more weeks. But we're starting to get a clearer picture about who may end up where and who are going to be the contenders, who are going to be the potential first eliminators. Bob, do you have a sound effect?
I don't. Does anyone have a suggestion? I was saying for...
What do you want me to give you a subject and you pick
a... one up.
Yeah, you want me to give you a subject?
Greg Dorsch.
I don't think that's going to have a soundboard.
Are you just... Wait, what do you mean? Oh, you're typing it in.
I thought he was going to say... Yeah, I thought anyone was going to say...
I thought I was
going
to say a subject and you were going to give
it. You're going to have one ready.
It is.
You've committed the cardinal sin of boring me.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
Do we have a... is Jared Goff on this anywhere?
I doubt it. But... Saul Goodman, better call Saul.
Just give me a sound effect for...
For Greg Dorsch.
I wish we had video right now. I wish you guys could see Andy's face.
That's the next segment.
All right. Good transition. All right. Thank you, Bob. I thought that how that was going to work is I was going to say something, and then you were going to, like, with your own creativity, pick out a sound effect. But no, you were just wanting me to give you something to Google.
No, it's just how this website works.
It's how it works, or just how you were wanting to do it. All right. Good segue onto the next thing. Look at the matchups for week 3. Let's take a look at the picks. Dave, if you want to read us how everyone's been doing. We counted up where everyone stands in terms of predictions after 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'll do a rapid fire. That way it doesn't take too long. Week 1, Andy went 7-0. He picked every game right, while the other three of us went 6-1. With JC picking Bennett instead of myself, Bob picking JC over Matt Hunt, and then I decided to pick Sue over Stinky. Those were our 3 losses. And then transitioning into week 2, we all decided to take a little step back.
Yeah, we all sucked.
We missed a lot of picks. I think there was a lot of groupthink that we went wrong on. All 4 of us were 3-4. There were some differences, like I decided to pick Baby instead of Connor. That was a big miss. Andy picked JC instead of Dan Martin.
All of us
picked Niece instead of Matt Hunt. All of us picked John instead of Andy. All of us picked Stinky instead of Jeff. And then the 3 of them decided to pick Sue, and I stuck with my grandma.
Good pick.
And that got me back up to 3-4 for the week. Looking at our totals, Andy is at 10-4 on the year, with the rest of us sitting in second, all tied at 9-5.
So the way I look at that is somehow we did great week 1 with no data absolutely, just basing it on whatever the heck.
Yes.
And then when we actually knew what was going on, we started sucking.
Fantasy football experts.
That's right. So maybe we just need to go more with hypothetical gut thinking on these picks from now on.
Yeah, we can look at matchups.
Because it's hard to predict it. So let's start with it. This is going to be fun because everybody will be here, as mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
First matchup. I always start with mine. I feel because it's at the top of my app.
That's the order. Yeah. Everybody's at the first. The same order's the rest. Same.
Yep.
The rest of our
2-0 TP head to head against 0-2 Ole Windy. This is what maybe Sue is thinking is a must win in just trying to get in the win column. I got a chance to go 3-0. Jared Goff for now is back in the lineup. Maybe a revenge game for Jared Goff. I'm really sad to have to go up against my.
You think
my
he'll be met with applause as he
enters. Yes. As he enters the state, like we're gonna do a tribute video for him. Like it's gonna be of us doing our champagne shower week 1
for
when
Jared
we got the
Goff.
8 seed. Yeah, for Jared Goff. We're gonna do
a
tribute
video.
I'll
get in on that. I beat Grandma with him last year.
No.
I changed my team name
okay.
To Goff's Girl.
You're right. You gave him the respect. If you wanna I'll let you do like an interview in the tribute video where you're like, hey Jared, like welcome back home. We're making a tribute video for Jared when he comes back home. So we're going to welcome him in with open arms. We're going to welcome whatever point total he has. He can go for 40 now. That's fine. That's okay. It's Jared. Other than that, Sue's obviously hoping Alvin Kamara and Gabe Davis are healthy enough to go, hoping Jerry Jeudy is healthy enough to go. Cole Kmet, not in the lineup. He's going with Isaiah Likely as the tight end. So there's a shift up as of now. On the other end for me, I don't even know. Mark Andrews backup.
Is who Isaiah Likely is.
At the moment, I am a 20-point favorite. No Mike Evans. He is suspended, so I'm without him. I have to play Hunter Renfrow as my wide receiver, too. I don't like that.
That's scary.
The debut of Kyle Pitts. Everything else stays about the same.
You know Hunter will get you something. It may not be a lot, but
he is concussed. He won't lay a dog. So is this is my second straight week having a receiver in the two spot that's been concussed previously. So, all right, what do y'all think?
You did trade for Greg Dortch. Can we see
Greg Dortch.
Can we see him get a start?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to go Andy on this one. I feel like you got Lamar. Lamar could be QB1 this year. He's playing like you got Justin Fields, though, who I hate. But
well, he's not playing. He's in my backup.
Yeah, but he's still on your team.
Yeah, for backup
reasons. Is McCaffrey playing this week?
The Saints.
He's still projected 19 points?
18.9.
Yeah, I feel like you just got the better team.
All right. PC?
I'm going to go with TP. I mean, right now, as it sits, it's a 20-point favorite. So it doesn't really matter what change you make. I don't think that's going to go more than like to 15. So I've got to pick TP. It's a clear favorite. I like his team better. His team's good.
Dave?
I'm picking TP because every time I hear an old Wendy, I think of this.
Ooh.
That's what an old Wendy is.
Yuck.
A stinky fart.
Yuck. Oh.
So I'm picking TP.
Hey, all I'll say is anything can happen when Jared's at the helm. I'm really looking forward to a competitive matchup with my good friend Daniel Seward while we're both sitting on the couch watching Red Zone. So good matchup there to start. We'll go to you, JC, next. Another 0-2 versus a 2-0. Does it feel like a must-win with the Marvin Monsters coming to town?
As an organization as a whole, we're not too worried about this. Our head coach is a little bit worried. Might be a must-win for him.
He's on the hot seat.
You know, last year we got off to a rough start, bounced back, didn't make the playoffs, but still bounced up, had an average finish. So this is a must-win. I can't pick this game, but it's a tough matchup to be a must-win, I will say.
Yep. It's tough with Marvin Monsters having been, you know, one of the better teams each week in terms of points, but then you also think maybe he's due for a bad week. I don't know. Connor has got a lot of guys at 1 o'clock on Sunday. You got Jalen Hurts, Jonathan Taylor, Montgomery, McLaurin, Bateman. You're going to see an absolute mass piling of monsters on Sunday morning. Could be scary, especially depending on what state you're in Sunday morning. Could just be, you know, a double punch to the face. But you get Dalvin at 1 as well, Kyler at 4, and then kind of your same cast, Mark Andrews against the Patriots. Dave, you want to start with this one since JC can't start?
Sure. I think, this is so tough. JC, I don't want to pick against you, every week, but the monsters are great. The monsters are great.
They're really scary.
So I think why not just roll with the train? I'm picking the monsters.
You're not even picking against me. You're picking for Connor.
Yeah, I'm picking.
That's a good way to put it.
I'm picking the monsters.
Is Keenan going to play?
I love Drake London.
Keenan's going to play?
Right now, he's still questionable, but
that'll make it about a 10.
We're
going to
keep
him
in the IR. He's been in an ice chamber this entire time. And hasn't left.
An ice chamber.
His body's actually frozen solid in carbonite.
There you go.
I love Drake London.
Yeah, so Drake London on the rise.
I'm going with the monsters.
Bob?
I'm going to go with that as well. Jonathan Taylor bounce back week, maybe.
Yeah,
that's
scary.
That would be detrimental. Jalen Hurts looks great.
Yep.
Zach Ertz seems like a good pick so far.
Yep.
Drake London sick. I'm going to go with Marvin on that one.
Yeah, there's nothing Marvin has shown me at this point to be able to pick against his team. You put it in a good way. I'm picking for Marvin, not against you, JC. I do think it. I really do want to pick Don Crimpy since he's on the hot seat, and I think he knows he's got to win. And that chippiness is definitely inspiring. But it's a really tough matchup, week three. You've had a tough schedule to start.
I have. I've had a tough start.
In fact, you've gone up against every team you faced has not lost so far. So maybe a tough start will lead to a fruitful back half for you. Or you can still get the win this week. It'll be
hopefully
tough, though.
I can lead on Mark Andrews. I'll say I'm pretty happy with landing him on my team.
Yeah, Mark was a good pickup. Mark, a great pickup. Next matchup, we've got 0-2 Baby facing off against newly dubbed Gaza's Goon Squad. A matchup in which Baby is currently the favorite by 3.5, trying to get in the win column himself. Key projected players in this matchup: Mark has Josh Allen at 1 o'clock against the Dolphins, and Austin Eckler against the Jags at 4. Baby will feature Joe Burrow against the Jets on Sunday, and newly acquired pieces Tyreek Hill and Najee Harris
and Allen Robinson.
And Allen Robinson. So a very new look Baby team that doesn't even look like Baby's team now. What do we think?
I mean, just talking about Baby's team, like, Najee and Javonte at the 1-2. I mean, Najee was a high draft pick. He hasn't shown up that well yet, but having that high, you know, early running back, and with coupled with Javonte, who also is yet to really show up how we expect those guys to show up, like, maybe later through the season. Well, if Najee, who knows about Najee, honestly. But Tyreek, I'm liking his team so far. Hopefully Joe Burrow plays well. I think I'll give it to – I'm picking 4 Baby this week. Not necessarily against Mark. Obviously, with Josh Allen and Eckler, it's a good team, but I don't know if Mark will squeeze it out this week.
It's good to see Mark already having Amari Cooper and Albert O in that lineup. He's making use of some of those trade pieces. Mm-hmm. So for that reason, I think that Albert O provides a lot of good leadership for Mark this week. I think he benefits off the trade. Amari Cooper on Thursday night, who knows? I'm going to ride with my boys. I still have good feelings for Amari and Albert O, not as much Melvin Gordon. I'm glad Mark decided to bench him after his actions. So going on gut with the Gaz Goon Squad. It's the underdogs in this matchup.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Baby on this one.
Okay.
I think the newly acquired pieces will help him out this week. I like it, and I feel like he's gonna pull it out. It'll be a close game though.
Dave,
we're even split as a group. I'm picking the Gaz Goon Squad.
Nice.
I just think some of Mark's players will outscore the projections.
And that's a good reason. I do too. Gaz and Baby split, so that one could be big down the stretch in terms of who's got better record after week three. Another 2-0 versus an 0-2. We have a couple of these this week. Bennett Nice in bye week middle finger is looking to get their first win of the season against a red, scorching hot, newly minted trade, Daniel Martin and Dallas Deep Throats. This is an interesting matchup with the Deep Throats favorited by 4.3 points. Couple of highlighted players. Justin Jefferson for Dan, now in his lineup against the Lions on Sunday at 1, and then A.J. Brown against the Commanders at 1 as well. For Nice, Joe Mixon against the Jets at 1, and then a slew of his receivers. It'll have to
figure out
who gets what. He's got a lot of people projected pretty highly that we haven't quite seen Nice make the shifts that we've expected to, so Nice could end up being favored in this matchup if Kittle plays.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start this one.
Do it.
I think I'm going to pick Nice. I think it's early in the week, but he has plenty of potential to set the correct lineup to beat Dan, so I'm going to pick Nice.
Nice. Bob?
I'm gonna go with Dan on this one. I feel like the new added pieces, A.J. Brown and Justin Jefferson, is terrifying. DK Metcalf hasn't really done anything yet, but he's playing Atlanta, so maybe there's some opportunity there. That could be three dangerous receivers. So I'm going to go with Dan.
Man, I picked against Dan last week, and he made me pay. So I really hate doing it, but I don't feel like Kirk. I feel like Kirk's back in his 1 o'clock slot.
He's throwing his touchdowns
to Jefferson. Yeah, that is a factor, but I don't know. I think I've been high on Nice the whole year, and he hasn't won a game yet. And I think I got to keep riding Nice until he gets that first win. Absolutely. So I'm gonna go with bye week.
I'm actually going to have to go with the deep throats on this one. After seeing what they did to my team, I do like Bennett's team a lot. I think this will be a good game. Could be a high scoring. He will make the right adjustments, I believe, because he does have quite the wide receiver depth.
Yeah.
But the deep throats, those they've got some stud wide receivers. And I really think that Justin Jefferson will have the week that Tyreek Hill had.
Sure could.
So I think that'll help him out. I think he'll get the victory there.
All right, we're split on that one, too. You picked Nice, right, Dave?
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
Split on that one. Korb versus Team Starkville Hunt. 0-2 versus 2-0 once again. Korb is a completely different team. He's got Deebo Samuel playing on Sunday Night Football. He's got Mike Williams, A.J. Dillon, new faces, Trevor Lawrence, his quarterback last year, at the helm. And then Matt, his same pieces, Diggs and Swift. Yeah. Matt is the favorite by 13.5. Thoughts
I'll
on
start
this one?
With this one. I'm picking Korb fucker. There's no question about it.
Easy.
Matt Hunt's team is due for a dud. He's played too well this far. He's no way he goes 3 weeks in a row with a victory. I will pick against Matthew once again. No real rivalries. I'm not even going to get into the matchups.
Yeah. Just straight off gut. That's what we said. We're going to make picks off gut.
He's going to score 10 points.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I got to keep going with Starkville Hunt. His team's too good. I've been 2-0 since I picked him. I'm going to keep picking him. I hate that he keeps winning because I'm right behind him. But I think Matt Hunt gets the win.
I'm going to go with Korb Fucker on this one. I like his matchups. I feel like even though his team's not projected nearly as high as Matt, I feel like he might pop off this week.
He's been putting in so much work. I hate not to give him a win for his work, because he's definitely going after a dub this week. Dave?
I feel like each podcast I need to have a hot take. Here's my hot take of this week. Matt Hunt's going to win, but Pat Freiermuth's probably going to have like 18 or 20.
Wow, on Thursday.
I'm thinking it's big game for the Muth.
Big Muth game?
Muth.
That'd be huge. And also ugly at the same time.
Yeah, it is ugly, but
that's interesting.
He's been pretty sexy this year. I think it continues on Thursday.
All right, so we're split once again. We've been very split. Me and Dave have been sided, and then Bob and JC have been sided.
Yeah, because I keep forgetting that JC's going to pick against Matt.
True, that's automatic.
Yeah.
So those are we've gotten the 0-2 and the 2-0s out of the way, which, by the way, four matchups between 2-0 and 0-2s. And now we get into some 2-0s versus 1-1s and a couple of decisive 1-1 versus 1-1s. We start with Davey over here going head-to-head with Fort Worth and John Creel in a really enticing matchup against who many think is the best team in the league. And John, according to some power rankings, obviously was the best team in week one. Took a tough loss to myself last week. Dave is 2-0, but it's been by the little what's the word? The hair on your chinny?
Yeah. The hair on your chin.
That whole deal. Yeah, it's been really close.
I got a lot of hair on my face.
True. So you've been, you're still 2-0 though. So you are the better record in this game, but John is the favorited. He is favorited by 9.3 at the moment. Dave, what's your thoughts going into this matchup with John? He's got a lot of good players.
I mean, I could talk a lot because I like to talk a lot, but we're long on time, so I'm just going to keep it short. I think the undefeated streak ends this week. I can't pick this game, but I think John will feed me my rights.
All right. Bob?
I'm going to pick Davis on this, actually, even though he's not favored. He's kind of been the bane of John the past few years, and I think he'll continue that as he's knocked him out of the playoffs.
There has to be something to be said for Dave's fantasy defense. Even if his offense hasn't put up flashy numbers, he knows how to field a good defense and really shut down this other team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I do respect the fantasy defense, but I think I'm going to have to ride with the Whiskey Wieners. Something tells me they're a little pissed off after the loss last week, and I think they're going to get the dub, and Dave and John are both going to be very competitive 2-1 teams in this league.
I'm going to keep it brief. I think I'm going to go with hat under one circumstance, that's Justin Herbert is really
he's hurt.
Really going to play.
Torn cartilage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he will, though.
But I think he's just got that dog in him. I think he's going to show up and play. If that happens, I'm giving it to Dixie Normus.
I will say, I have one last thing to say before we move on. It is scary. All 3 weeks, I've had to wait on the other team to end. Nice had CeeDee Lamb, and the Cowboys played on Sunday night. Ryan had Justin Jefferson and Goddard, and they both just played last night on Monday night.
I haven't even looked at
that. And then John has Saquon on Monday night against Dallas this week. So I'll be waiting on John to finish, which is always the worst way to end a fantasy game.
Dude, now that I'm looking at it, Sue has 8 people playing at 1 o'clock on Sunday. That's unreal. next matchup, 1-1 versus 1-1 between the Knoxville Cock and Balls and Bitch Boys. One of these teams has to be 2-1, which is unbelievable. This is the lowest scoring game in terms of projection of this slate. With Jeffrey over here, very slim favorite by 0.9. I mean, could be an intense matchup for the second week in a row for the Cock and Balls. Both of these teams coming off big wins. Who do we think gets to win number two?
I think Jeff will be showing up to this game still drunk as a coach. I think he's still going to pull out the victory. I think it might actually improve his odds. I think Jeff's will not be sober for this game, and I still think his boys are going to get it done. Maybe potentially see the return of King Henry, but
Maybe against the Raiders.
We'll have to see.
The Raiders.
Bob? They do have a good D-line, and the Titans O-line sucks, so that might be tough, actually.
I'm going to actually go with Grandma on this one. I think the Rams-Cardinals game could be a shootout, and that would benefit him because Stafford and Kupp could go off, so I'm gonna go with, and I feel like Zeke or Pollard is gonna, one of them is gonna score a touchdown.
They both play on Monday night too, so
right, so
gotta wait on them.
I'm going with Grandma on this one.
Dave, I skip myself, but I'll come back to myself.
Okay, Grandma needs to take the Rams defense out of his lineup because that would hurt.
Interesting.
I just think that's pretty against the Cardinals. At least it's a low projection. I think I should at least take note of.
True. But, will he be active on the waivers? Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. I think this is a tough one. Gut reaction. I'm going to take Jeff.
Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm going to take HUD. I'm rolling with HUD for no real reason but that Jeff has Chase Claypool in his flex on Thursday night. So, yeah. Last matchup. Brandon, Stinkers, 1-1 versus 1-1. Brandon, not feeling good after last week. Projected somehow just 93.4.
I don't have a kicker that's projected.
That's because you don't have a kicker.
And I have a defense that I'm changing.
And a defense that's projected 2.4. So I think Brandon at some point will be projected in this matchup to be the favorite. He will be the favorite, but for now, the Stinkers are the favorite. Very quickly, JC.
I think the Stinkers will remain the favorites even with the changes.
Yeah.
I think once again, the Stinkers will benefit greatly from playing Bob's real life NFL team, and he's going to get trashed in fantasy and in real life once again this Sunday.
It's painful, yeah. It has been a really painful setup for Bob. And he's got to watch both Cleveland running backs on Thursday night, too. While is Stink going to be here for that? Like, you're going to watch it at high wire and just be devastated. Yeah. That's not a good way to start the week after you've just had a really poor Monday.
Deontay's going
to
have a big week.
It's a quick turnaround. You know what? I'm going to go with Bob, though. I'm going to give you a little life this weekend. I think you've got a new glow about you that's going to help push you to the end. I think the Florida weekend is going to revive your team. I think Aaron going to be at the tailgate? He might be.
He might never know.
I think that's what he needs to get going.
Loose with me.
Exactly, yeah. If Bob get loose, drops.
Ayahuasca shot.
Easy money. So I'm going to go with Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
All right.
Woo! Let's go, Brandon.
Brandon for three, or with Brandon for two, JC goes Stink. So that's the matchups. Any final thoughts? Do we want to call someone like we did last week?
We got to go.
We can go over now. We can go over now.
Yeah. I'll
well, I gotta someone. Go. I gotta go down my order.
Should we call someone from the league?
Yeah. No. We gotta keep calling people from the league. Yeah.
Let's do everyone from the league, or at least go down.
We gotta try to get everyone from
through everyone. At least try to pick. Should I call? Start Ryan again.
Yeah, no, Ryan already missed his chance, so we got to go through everyone else to get their first chance. Once they miss.
I'm going to call someone.
Okay, we can call two people.
No, you call someone.
Who's next on the list?
Daniel Martin.
Give him a ring.
Did we call Dan last week?
No, we called John.
Okay, all right, yeah, here comes Dan. What's Dan up to at 10:23 Eastern Time? 9:23 Central.
He's going to say something out of pocket when he answers the phone.
Let's see him. Couple of rings. John answered on the first ring last week. All right. Dan did not answer. Who's
Daniel
next?
Daniel Seward is next.
Daniel Seward is next. All right. Straight to voicemail.
Yeah, it went. We had it off speaker, but it went straight to voicemail.
Not even a chance. Who's next?
Grandma.
Hud is next. Do we think Hud answers? Bob, you gotta fix your phone.
Yeah, Bob, you are fucking up.
Grandma.
Oh.
Oh!
Let's go.
Yeah,
no, we can do this.
Let's keep it like this. Yeah. Answer.
What up, Hud?
Hey,
what up, bitch? Oh, shit.
What up,
bud?
What up?
You got the orange pants on.
Hey,
let's go.
Hud's ready. He's got his fan on.
Oh, he's got the fucking fan on. Hey, let's go.
Your grandma's looking good, everybody.
Guys, you're missing out. You're missing out.
Hey. All right, Hud,
bro, we're calling you for the podcast. Have you listened?
Am I live on the pod?
You're on the pod.
On the pod. This will be released.
I was ready to change my name to Lemonade Lovers this week. So, I'm feeling good.
Heck yes.
Yeah.
Big win.
Big dub for the Bitch Boys over Sue. A lot of people were doubting you in your guys.
A lot of haters out there, and that's all I gotta say. They can suck these nuts because we're coming. We're coming hot.
What? So for the draft, there's a lot of question about what picks you made and what picks you didn't. What do you have to say about all these allegations?
All I say, there's a lot of rumors out there. People are saying auto drafting this and that, wild accusations. I just gotta say, all that bullshit. Fuck the haters. They're my motivators. And we're coming for the playoffs this year. There's no messing around.
I'd Hud.
What's your attitude this week? Who's Hud playing again?
Jeff, I think.
You playing Jeff? You're going to see him in person this week. You got any words for Jeff, though, before? Oh, Sue's calling back, but we're going to have to decline him.
Yeah, I mean, I probably would have some words for him, but he's not going to remember them. So at the end of the day, it really won't matter. And on that note, I'm out.
All right, there's the word from Hud. He's looking good. He's ready for the tailgate.
That's my grandma.
See you, Hud.
All right, bye, boys.
Do we call Sue back? I think no.
That's it.
I think we end it.
All right, we'll end it. We'll call him back outside the bar.
We'll get Sue on another time.
We're gonna call him back not on camera.
All right. That's it. One final word from you, Dave. You end us. You give us one just like word, or just anything.
I love you guys. Can't wait to see you this week.
Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. All right. See you, everybody. Goodbye.
Look at this photograph. And every time I do, it makes me laugh. How her eyes get so red. And what the hell is on Joey's head? This is where I grew up. I think the present ought to fix it up. I never knew it ever went without. The second floor is up for sneaking out. And this is where I went to school. Most of the time I've better things to do. Criminal record says I've broken twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate? It's better now than it was back then. If I was them, I wouldn't let me in.